Right, well, something which has cropped up on our show a number of occasions since the COVID restrictions came into effect last year. The ban on partners of pregnant women allowed access to appointments in maternity hospitals. Now, protests were staged at four hospitals yesterday, including Letterkenny Hospital, calling for partners to be allowed access to appointments and to scans and during the early stages of labour, despite the HSE advising hospitals that they eased maternity restrictions. Some still remain in place as decisions on COVID restrictions are made by individual hospitals, interestingly enough. And as I say, some women from our region have been quite upset at this over the past number of months.
Now, I did have my usual 12-week scan. My husband couldn't come in with me for that scan, and he can't come in with me next week. I totally, honestly think it's unfair that they're reopening certain businesses like restaurants, pubs and all that crack, and yet they won't let partners in to have a look at their newborn baby or anything like that.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been speaking out on this, and he says he sees no need for restrictions in maternity hospitals and that it shouldn't be happening.
There is no need now for these restrictions at all. I said that last week in this House. The Chief Medical Officer has said that, given the success of the vaccination programme, particularly within the healthcare setting, the suppression of the virus amongst frontline healthcare workers, the high level of vaccination across the country, with proper precautions, the partners should be...
Okay, as I say, a number of protests yesterday, including one at Letterkenny. They were organised by the Association for Improvements in Maternity Services, and Creasha Lynch of the organisation is on the line now. Creasha, good morning,
good morning.
Welcome to the programme. Well, that's just it. People are wondering, you know, why were there protests at certain hospitals and not other ones? So these are individual decisions. Is that the case?
It would appear so. It would appear that the Taoiseach is giving us the line that these restrictions are no longer required. It would appear that the Chief Medical Officer is telling us these are no longer required. And yet they maintain themselves. And those restrictions, I mean, we can talk about them, I guess, as concepts, you know, as restrictions, and we can label them. But the effects that they're having on people's human experience, you know, having a baby is one of the biggest things that any family goes through in their entire lives. And having that experience and having to go through it alone with nobody with you, worrying all the way through pregnancy, and especially when you're going into labor, is very, very difficult for people. And these restrictions still seem to be in place, and they are in Letterkenny. And I think we really have to call on the minister now, who, I mean, he made comments yesterday, but the comments that he made yesterday were highly uninformed and would imply that he doesn't really seem to understand what's going on in the maternity units that he's supposed to have jurisdiction over.
Right, okay. And I mean, you know only too well, as we played a clip there and we've heard from a number of women on this show in the past few months, it is a very traumatic time for many of them, and not to have their partner by their side for much of it is very upsetting for them, understandably.
Well, it is very upsetting. And I mean, yesterday, you know, our protest started. We picked Letterkenny, actually, as one of the first places to start yesterday. But they're continuing today. Today they're going to be in Cork and in the Rotunda, and tomorrow they'll continue into Wexford and Kilkenny and into Sligo. And they're going on, and Sunday it's in Limerick, and they're going on because these issues just don't seem to be going away, and nobody is stepping up to take responsibility for them. And I know that, you know, we're highlighting certain parts of it, but when I was outside Holler Street yesterday myself, a woman came out and she was quite distressed. And one of the protesters went up to her and asked her if she was okay. And she told us that she just found out that she was going to lose her baby, and she didn't know where her husband was. And he was parked somewhere in the area because he couldn't get parking outside, and she couldn't find him. And, you know, these are not the circumstances that people want to find out this very distressing type of news. And, you know, we focus on the scans, and of course they're really, really important. But there's so many other things that happen antenatally. We know that about a third of people will be induced in labour. You know, sometimes induction is suggested for a whole variety of reasons. Like in Letterkenny, some people live a long way from the maternity hospital, and sometimes it seemed to be safer that they come in and they get induced. And inductions can take 24 to 48 hours, and people are completely alone during that time. And now, we have fantastic midwives. I know a few of them in Letterkenny, and they're fantastic. they just can't be giving the one-to-one emotional support to women in the way that the partner would during these circumstances. They have all their clinical duties to deal with, and it's a very difficult situation. And I guess what we're doing is we're calling on the minister to really get himself informed and to stop kicking the can down the road and to find out exactly what's happening in these maternity units and to follow the Taoiseach's direction and to order a removal of these restrictions. I mean, nobody is disputing that if there are increasing cases, then of course restrictions have to come back in again. Nobody's disputing that. But we don't have that at the moment. I mean, you know, all the way through, let's go into the past, before COVID, you know, when there was a winter vomiting bug, people weren't allowed visit in Letterkenny either. You know, they weren't allowed visit antenatally or postnatally. And people accepted that because nobody wanted to get the winter vomiting bug and nobody wanted to pass it on. And of course, people accept the same with COVID. But now, as you said, we're in a situation where, sure, we can go to Penny's and you can't have somebody with you when you're having a baby.
And the argument which has been made and will still be made by many is that the situation we find ourselves in with COVID overrides all other concerns, including this very pressing one, and that the restrictions are in place in the interests of the safety and well-being of the parents and indeed the baby and the staff and everybody else concerned.
Well, absolutely. I mean, safety is, of course, of paramount importance. And the way that we can assess what the risk is by doing a risk assessment. And of course, into that risk assessment, you're putting the staff and the possibility of transmission to the staff. You're putting in parents who are having the baby and the risk of transmission to them and to their baby. And also, of course, other parents. And so all those things have to go in. But then into that risk assessment, you also have to put in what kind of physical, emotional and mental problems can arise for the people that are having the babies. And what we know is that when people do have difficult experiences, when they feel anxious, when they are afraid, when they have, you know, really quite traumatic experiences, it's not just difficult for them when they become parents, but it becomes very difficult for their children, because that experience stays with people for quite a long time. So those are all things, you know, your long-term, your medium-term, and your short-term risk factors all have to be put in there. And once they're all put in there, then you're going to get some idea of what the risk is. And then we know what the risk is, and then we audit that, obviously, and we see what can and can't be lifted. But at the moment, and to date, Letterkenny, and in fact every other maternity hospital that I'm aware of, have not publicly published this, despite the fact that the minister has requested same, and despite the fact that the HSE have requested same. So we just need a bit of transparency, and we need more communication, and we definitely need a roadmap out of this with clear deadlines, clear targets, and also the HSE might need to give Letterkenny support, for example. Maybe they need personnel support, maybe they need some infrastructural support, but we need to have a real positive focus on moving these restrictions out of the maternity services and keeping everybody safe at the same time.